Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshachach Mesher. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners that will be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Acharemos Kedoshim Tov Shin Pei Vov. The Shabbos will be the sixth yard site of Moriv Rabbi, Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, Harav Yisrael, Chaim Yehuda, Ben Abitzek Yaakov, Zichron Levracha, Rav Yisrael Grumer, Zatzal, Av Bezdin of Cleveland, Rav of Shem Shabbos in Cleveland, for close to 40 years, my Rebbe Muvuk in Halacha, and many other things, and it should be Le'ilui Nishmasai. So we're going to learn a Maridika Meshachachma, Perek Yurches Pasuk Beis. Perek Yurches Pasuk Beis. Aydabar Hashem al-Moshe Leymar, Daber al-Bnei Yisov v'marto alihem, Ani Hashem al-Ekechem. This is the Akdama to the Parsha of Arayas. So Rashi says, what's Ani Hashem Aleikechem? Ani hu shamarti b'sinai Ani Anoichi Hashem Aleikecho v'kibaltem Aleichem Malchusi me'ata kablu g'zeroisai. I'm the one who said Anoichi Hashem Aleikecho. You accepted my Malchus. Now you have to accept my g'zeris. And these are going to be the g'zeris, the arayas, and those things. Rashi continues, Rabbi Omer, Goli v'yadu alifonov, Shesifin li nosik barayas bime Ezra, lefichach bo aleam bigzera ani Hashem alekechem, du mi goizer aleichem, dayan li poro benem on lishal mischar. Baruch Hashem came with a gzera, with a starkite, ani Hashem alekechem. Why, says Rebbe, was goli viadu alefonov, that bime Ezra, Rachman alitzlan, Klai Yisrael is going to sin with arayas, and therefore he came with a gzera. You should know, who is it that is decreeing this? Ani Hashem, Dayan li pora v'nem l'shal mischar. I am a Dayan who will punish. And that's Elikechem, says Elikim, says Zivzeh HaChomim, Midas Hadin, Hashem is Midas HaRachamim, Kloimer l'chaper al avoynos im yasur tshuva, u'l'shal mischar al mitzvah, that's what he brings from the Mizrahi. Rameir Simcha brings, that's Rashi brings from Teres Kanim. Rameir Simcha brings a different Teres Kanim. Teres Kanim, Amr Lohem, Af Ani Muzhar, Ani Hashem Aleikechem, says the Medrash, and perhaps the Medrash is bothered, the Teres Kainim is bothered, Daber al Bnei Yisov v'marto alihem, you should say to them, Ani Hashem Aleikechem. What's the Ani? Ani Hashem Aleikechem. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say Ani Hashem Aleikechem? So says the Medrash, Amr Lohem, you should tell them, Af Ani Muzhar, Ani, I am also have this Isser. Kishem sha'amarti loch v'kibalti, kach omr lehem v'kablu. Just like, amarti loch, I told you v'kibalta and you accepted, kach emor lehem v'kablu. You should tell them and they should be mekabel. So, according to that, Moshe Rabbeinu is being told by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I told you something and you accepted it, tell them and they should accept it. And that's the Ani. Af Ani Muzhar. I am also in this Isser. Pirush. Shehu Muzhar al Prisha Me'isha. Moshe Rabbeinu had a mitzvah to be Pirush from his wife. Kei Natem Muzharam al Prisha Me'erva. So Kach Ani Muzhar. I also have Isurim to be Pirush from something that perhaps I desire. By Moshe Rabbeinu was his wife. You don't have that, but you also have an Isser to be Pirish from Erva. Gemara says over there, three things Moshe Rabbeinu did be Daitoi, Biskima Daitoi L'das Hamakim, and one of them is Pirish Minahisha, as Rabban Sham told him, Shuvu Lachem L'Aleichem, Kla Yisrael could go back to their tense meaning, even though they had to be Pirish Minahisha before Matan Torah, they were allowed to return. Va'ata, paya moidi modi, upashat. Says the Meshech Chachma, that's the Pasha Pshat. When it says, Amarti loch v'kibalta, means to say, I told you to be Pirish v'naisha, you accepted it, and they should be Pirish from Arayas, and they'll accept it. That is what you should tell them, Ani. I also have the Israf, Ani Muzer. Hashem Aleikechem, Hashem is commanding you to do the following. Valderich Muskel. So Dr. Meir Simcha, let's explain this a little deeper in a logical and a sichliistic understanding. Yitochin kavonas haparsha. Let's talk about what this parsha is telling us. And with this, he explains not only this pasuk. The next pasuk says, "Kamayis Eretz Mitzrayim." You shouldn't do as Mishpatay Tasu v'Schukay Saitishmeru Bahem. Ani Hashem Lekeichem. Again, Ani Hashem Lekeichem. Ushmartem Eschukay Mishpatay Shasam Malam Chay Bahem. Ani Hashem. Again, Ani Hashem. What is going on here? So he says a meridich thing. He says, "Dikvar biru chachamim b'sifreim." The chachamim already explained in their svarim. Shateiru leitzivtzu tzivuyim. The Torah doesn't command things ashiu kashim al chevras aguf im hanefesh lekaimai lechukim koilul. That there is a chevra, there is a connection between the guf and the nefesh, the neshama, the nefesh that mitzvah Hashem gives us. The problem is that the nefesh doesn't live alone, it has a connection, it's housed in the guf. So it's possible that one may say that, okay, you're giving mitzvahs that are good for the neshama, but it's too hard on the guf. It's too hard, it's not possible. No. The Torah does not command things that are kosher, that are hard. Al chevras haguf ima nevesh lekaimoy lechukim kailalim. Keezruch, keger, keam, kekoyin. The Torah gives us mitzvahs. And these mitzvahs anyone is able to keep. You don't have to be the Kohen Gadol to keep it. You don't have to be the Ezrach, only a Ben Yisrael. Ke'ezrach, ke'ger, ke'am, ke'kayin. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvahs He's given us, are a mitzvah on each and every person. And when a person is made up of a guf and neshama, it's not just for the neshama, it's for the guf as well. Rak dvarim ashenetuim heim alahanig alpiyam hamezik hagufni b'mezik shava. Rather, the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us are here, lahanig alpiyam, through them to be able to conduct ourselves. Hamezik hagufni, the nature, mezek is like mezek ha'avir, like the weather, means the normalcy of gufni b'mezek shava, in an equal, in a normal sense, as we would say, in a balanced sense is maybe a better word. B'chol tivi lo yushbas, natural things are not here to be squashed, to be squelched. Person has a teva for things. The Torah doesn't come to afflict a person and make it that it's too hard for his nature, for the natural being, a human being, and say, well, that's for really holy, holy people who, they don't live normal lives, so maybe give them these holy mitzvahs. For regular people, yes, we have a neshama, we have a nefesh, but we also have a goof, and that goof comes along with its challenges and with its restrictions. So, but the Torah is not for that. It's too hard on the goof. No. The Svarim tell us that's not what the Torah comes along for. V'hadvarim aruchim. And we've had this before. We mentioned this in Parshas Noach. The Meshech Chachma talks about this. And perhaps in other places as well, we've learned such a Meshech Chachma. So he continues and he says, V'zeh pirish ma'morim. And this is what it means in the Zayar. Ramach evarim u'shesagidim, that there are 248 evarim, limbs, 365 tendons, gidim, sinews, Uchenegda masei v'lois asei, and they correspond to the 248 asei and the 365 lois asei in the Torah. What does that mean? They correspond. Shabaris baruch asa adam yasher means to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man yasher. Asher chelko yatimo im chelke haTorah. Yasher means that we're in sync. A person's body is in sync with the mitzvahs haTorah. They are able to be in sync to them. The 248 Evarim are in sync with the 248 Aseis. They're not contradictory to each other. They don't offset each other. They're in sync with each other. And the same with the 365 Lois Aseis. They are in sync. They are matim with the Chelgi HaTorah. V'nefesh yanig haguf. And what needs to happen is the neshama with the mitzvahs HaTorah will lead the guf b'derech hamisudar meleki yisparach. Not that the guf will be restricted. Adirabah, when the neshama leads the guf, it leads the guf b'derech ha-mesudar, in the most seder-dik way, in the most normal way, in the most mesuder-dik way. Meliki yisparach bo'ifen nifla. Adirabah, the healthiest way, the best way for the guf, is the derech ha-teira. not that the Torah is contradictory and that the Torah is detrimental to the guf. Pumfakert. The Torah is what makes the guf the best it could be. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu osa as Adam Yashar. Chalkav yatimu in chalke ha-Torah. And he says, for example, like Gidra ha-Torah, Prishas ha-Maichu legamri. The Torah didn't say, don't eat. Yoyser mi kefi ha-Sha yochal izbal mezek Adam. More than a person's guf could take. Over there, the Torah says, over there, the Meshachalach, my thinking, Nayach says, one day a year, the Torah says, to fast, and even that day it says, eat the day before to prepare for it. Here, Lavdafka is referring to that, but he's saying, Bechlau, how much the Torah told us to stay away from all types of things is only kefi asher yochel lisbol mezeg adam, what a person can handle. There's plenty of kosher food out there. A person can handle it all. V'leimanya inyan ha-mishkol me'asher yois l'kayim ha-min u'lemezeg ha-guf. And when it comes to prisha from arayis, from marital relations, from mishkal, the Torah didn't withhold. It's not like other religions where you got to be pirish and gansen, celibacy. No, when it comes to mishkal, it's not more masher yos l'kayim amin. What's proper for kiyam amin? We need this type of action in order that there should be a world and a klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't withhold from us in a way that it will be a contradiction to reproducing. Ulemezeg haguf. And listen to what he says also. Ulemezeg haguf. There's a nature. There's a nature in a person that he needs certain things physically. This is a necessary thing. Whether it's necessary for marriage, for kiyam amin, for whatever. But there's a nature to it. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. And there's a makam for it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't withhold from people this action, these relations, more than the mezeg haguf could handle. Uchayoytze beze, uchvar nischabru svarim alze. Many, there have been svarim that have been written on this. Lochein akatzer, here he says, v'meila, albi mekatzer. Beze maimar ha-Torah. So this is what the Torah means. Ki harayis nafshe shalodim mechamdosan. Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Makkos, one of the things that a nefesh shalodim is mechamdosan is harayis. Is forbidden relationships, and Vasidim Yisrael Inatek, Klal Yisrael, as we said before, from Rashi, Klal Yisrael, as the Rebbe said, Goli v'yadu l'fnei Misha Marlam Shasifil Inatek Barayis in the days of Ezra. The Klal Yisrael Arayis was something that they strayed and they got stuck in. And Shalei Bochu Rak Lahatarayis Befar Hesya. It says, Vayishma Moshe Esa'om Bichel Mishpachoysav. It's in Parshas Baal Oyscha. Chazal tell us, what were they upset about? The Arayis. They want to be Matar Arayis. Arayis is a tough thing. Bechein Bimei Ezra. That's really the first part of the Pasuk. Part of it. Bechol Mitzvah Shekiblo Aleim Bekatat Gemar and Shabbos Kuf Lamed says, Kol mitzvah the klai yisrael mekabel b'simcha like mila sasanoich yalim rasecha. They still do it b'simcha. Any mitzvah that they're mekabel b'ketata like arayis from this pasuk vayishba moisha saham boichle mishpachaysav. They still do it b'ketata. There's always an issue, even in heterodika things. Las ksuba deloy rami batigra. There's no ksuba that doesn't have some type of conflict involved in it, because this is klai yisrael. We were mekabel v'ketata. It was a very hard thing. Arayis was a very hard thing for Klal Yisrael to be mekabel, the Isser of Arayis. Because nafshe shalodah mechamdosan. It's the nature of a person to desire relationships and even forbidden relationships. Lochein Omar. So because of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person when he's coming to give the hakdama to the Parsha of Arayis here in Parshas of Acharemos. He says, Shaloi tidamu ki ukosha l'kayim. Don't think to yourself that it's too hard to keep this mitzvah. Uvilti efshari l'teva haguf l'kayim dover zeh. And it's impossible for the natural part of the guf. Naturally, the body can't be mekayim this mitzvah of Arayis. Lochein amar lohem, so therefore, the Torah was makdim ani Hashem elikechem, shani hu boirachem, I created you. V'yodeati v'achem. And I know your nature better than you know it. U'moistoiz mezeg gufachem. And I know what the natural mezeg of your guf is. I know who you are. I know your teva. Kiloi kaved hulis apek barataiva. You're making a mistake. It's not impossible to hold yourself back from these desires. V'loseis resen la'chemda. And to put a bit in your mouth, figuratively, for chemda. I created you. I know that this is not impossible for you. I know that this is something. He writes, loy kaved hu, even with all the desires. Nafshe shalodem echamdosan, loy kaved hu, you could do it. Vani hu ha-mitzave shaloy tasu, mas eretz Mitzrayim, mas eretz Kanaan. And therefore, as the pasuk continues, ani Hashem lekecham, I created you. Know that. I know who you are. Don't think it's time a person being mitzave and someone being mitzave and they don't know what the capabilities and the limitations of the person that they're giving the instructions to. No. Ani Hashem lekecham. That's the first thing you have to know. Everything I give you, I know exactly what I'm doing. So I'm going to tell you the acts of Eretz Mitzrayim that you loisasu. You say, what do you mean? It's too hard. Don't forget, ani Hashem lekecham. Kimas eretz Kanaan asher ani mivischam shama loisasu kem loiselechu es mishpatei tasu veschukai say tishmeru lalechas bohem. Again, ani Hashem lekecham. You say it's too hard. Ani Hashem lekecham. Hushmartem eschukai say mizman sheyasa samod amachai bohem. Ani Hashem continues in meisimcha. Shmartem eschukai say asher yasa adam vachai bohem. This is not going to make you not live because you have these mitzvahs and you're going to say it's a contradiction to the body living, to the person living. No, this will be v'chai v'hem. Shilichilich yois nefesh ha'odam adaraba. This is going to give you true life, life in your nefesh, life in your neshama. Ulan higa. And this is going to give you the ability to lead a life. Ba'ayfen shiotayv loy ba'ilam azeh. Adaraba. By doing this, l'chayis nefesh ha'adam, by living as a person with these restrictions, and having your nefesh and neshama, as he said before, what was his lashon? Asher yanig ha'guf, the neshama is going to be in control, and lead your guf, that's going to lead you to true chayim. You'll say, but my guf needs other things, you're restricting it. No, it's going to give you, even in this world. And adarabba, fortunate is going to be your chelik in olam haba, loy dvarim hamemisim. These are not things that are going to kill you, adarabba. These are things that give you chai. V'zeu sha'amar, and that's, now we go back to the Teres Kainim that he brought. Shekeshem shetziv li Hashem yisbarach haprisha legamri. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say to them, Ani, I was muzer as well. Now I have a different mitzvah than you. I was muzer, Hashem commanded me total precious. He's the only one that Hashem commanded total precious. Why? Basher lefi zakus chumri v'tivi. Because according to the purity of my chumer, of my gashmias, v'tivmi, and my nature, ad kishov l'dak sapiri, Moshe Rabbeinu purified himself that he was mamish back to daksapiri, means like sapphire, means the pure of the pure. Vishava bisari l'ruchani. And Moshe Rabbeinu's flesh turned into ruchnias. He wasn't a human being anymore. Veinena b'merkavas hanushi v'abisari klal. He's not a human. Moshe Rabbeinu became mamish like a malach. This is the Meshech Chachma Nakdama to Shmais. Moshe Rabbeinu graduated. He lost his bechir, became a malach. So Moshe, this is the Meshech Chachman V'Leis HaBracha. Hayom HaShom Moshe. Just like over here, he was Oymed U'Meshamish. A Malach is a Oymed. He had already graduated. He was Oymed. V'lo yoda ishes kvurasoi. No one knew where his kvura was because there was nothing to bury. Adarabba. He went up to Shemayim as a Malach. Moshe Rabbeinu graduated. He wasn't created a Malach. He earned being a Malach. But says Remeir Simcha, so you'll say, one second, but you do see that there are certain people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects total precious, but a human being can't handle that. What body can handle that? Says Remeir Simcha, no, Moshe Rabbeinu is an exception. He wasn't a human being anymore. Veinenu b'merkavas unishra b'sari klal. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew who I was at that point. V'yochani l'kayim said. Therefore he said, this is what you have to do. Ememela, and you could be mekayim it. So kacha, the same way the only Rabbi Hashem gave me that mitzvah of prisha min ha'isha, because he recognized who I am down to the most minuscule molecule in me, Adam in me. Kacha keshativ solachem neis al harayis. So too when Hashem commands you on harayis, betach yoda yedeya, the yedeya, the one who knows for sure nuk. Hayadeh Akol, the one who knows it all, ki lizakus mezgam v'anagosa maruchnias al biyataira, in order to for their purity of their mezeg, of their nature, and their anhaga ruchnias, their level of who they are as a klal Yisrael, al biyataira hu ya'us v'na'us. It's something that's proper, something that's na'eh. The goyim, as a human being, they also have a level of arayis, not like klal Yisrael, because their goof is not on that level of being led to be able to control themselves in that way. But Klal Yisrael has more. And that's why Klal Yisrael is boicha to the added arayas. The added arayas that were added by Matan Torah. That's what they were boicha about. The Gemara's Mavur over there. Why? Because they didn't recognize who they were. And they thought, now no one else has that. Now you're telling us to do things which are against our nature, says Rav Meir Simcha. No, he knows. Lizakus mezgo managosa maruchnis. He knows who Klal Yisrael is. Klal Yisrael is different. Our teva is different. Our metzias is different. Our neshama makes it that we're different. We're on a higher level. Are we a Moshe Rabbeinu? No, we're still people. We still have a guf. We still have a mezeg. We still have a need. We still have a teva. But our neshama kalidas al pi atayra hu yois v'nois v'kalis gayim kiminias kali yisurim. And it just, even though it's nafshe shaladim mechamdason, just like all other yisurim that the Torah said, our guf is matim ramach and shesa. This is also something we could do, and that is where the Kodesh Baruch Hu started off. He said, "Ani Hashem likeichem," and at the end he says again, "V'chaybo am ani Hashem." I created it. I know. Adarabba, don't think this is like quote unquote death for your body to live this type of life. Adarabba, this is v'chaybam. How do I know? Because ani Hashem alekeichem. And with that, the Meshech Chochma brings it back to the ani. Ani, as the Rebbeinu Sham said, tell them, af ani muzher. I also have Yisurim that I'm able to keep, and you'll be able to keep this. What's the Shaychus? The answer is, the Shaychus is, Kadosh Baruch Hu understood for me, who graduated from being a person. I'm a malach. So Mela, he gave me a mitzvah like a malach. You are not malachim, you're people. But the mitzvahs he's giving you, he knows the same thing. And therefore the mitzvah he's giving you is something that you could handle. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Kodesh Baruch Hu created a person, knows what he's able to handle, what he's not able to handle. And the mitzvahs he gave to Klal Yisrael, not only does he know we're able to handle, Adarabba, what he wants is to use that mitzvahs to give an aliyah to our body. Adarabba, to be mezachech it. Not to live like an animal, to purify it, to graduate from it. That's what Sphere is, as we said last week, from in the Shir and Rabbi Yosef Nehemiah, to go from being Michael Behemoth to a Michael Adam. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim without a Torah. Without a Torah, that's Michael Behemoth, Sairim. Those 49 days, they graduate, they grew to recognize who they are as a person, as a Ben Yisrael. That's the Avodah. But one shouldn't say, this is restrictive, Adarabba. It's not a healthy thing. It's not good for us. It's too hard for us. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I created you. I know down to the last detail of what you're able to handle. The Arachayim HaKadosh, very similarly, also over here, it talks about this Ani Hashem Elokeichem. He also goes through the Ma'is Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Yishavtem Bo. And he says with a little different knach, that's kedai just to say, just to end off, you could look at it for arichus. And he says an interesting thing. He says, be'emes, it's true. It says, v'lutzad she'emer adam ke'matzer beruche b'davar zeh. Person says, can't control himself. Can't control himself. Look around at the world at large. Can they control themselves? No. They don't have all the isra rais that we have. in the ones that we have for sure, if we would give it to the Goyim, it would be a disaster. They can't control themselves. So how does Hashem expect us to do it? You see, it's a human problem. L'chein hiktim Hashem etzchilis dvorei atoy v'omer dabanei zoratam ani Hashem lekeichem ki hein emes b'min enushi zula as Yisrael yeshna metayna zu. It's true. Everyone else, they're right. If I would give them all those arayas, they have a taina, it's not possible. But, ki lo yimtza b'koyche limnoya oitzem cheshke mimenu. It's not possible to hold back such a desire. Ma'ashen ken atem b'nei Yisrael etzad heyoisi Hashem lekeichem v'asogos elikus b'koyach eliki yinoitzeach koyach atevi agashmi. Ani Hashem lekeichem. Every one of you has a bit of Hashem in you, a bit of godliness in you. And that godliness gives you the ability to overcome the koyach hateva hagashmi. Ki atzura tishlei b'chaymer. Adarav, the neshama could control you. Kishayatzke mishisrol itztavik b'Hashem alikov yishloit b'tivai. It's similar. It's a more of a, I don't know what to say, a deeper way of saying it. The Rav Meir Simcha said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu batach yadadea kol ki lezakos mizgam v'anagusam haruchnias al pi ha-toira hu yois v'noz. It's a little different, but it's the same idea. Klai Yisrael is different. Whether it's because we have a little bit of Hashem in us, like the Rachaim says, that godliness, or it's the Torah itself gives us that, but he says also, lizkos mezgam v'anagusam haruchnias al pi ha-toira. Our Metzias is different. And our Metzias is different with the Torah. So Mamela, these Yisurim are Yo'us V'no'us for us, V'kali Yisgayim, and therefore we are able to do it. A little different K'nech, but Shnei Nevi'im Esangim Besingen Echad, this is the Yisayit over here. Ani Hashem Elikeichem. When we approach the Torah and the Mitzvahs, we have to remember, Elikim Bari HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oso Esa Adam Yashar. Elikim Esa Adam Yashar. Yashar means Matim to the Torah. What Hashem gave us is Adarabba, not to be restrictive, is Adarabba, to grow with our neshama and with our ruach and with the Torah. We elevate our guf. We become better people, not better malachim, better people. Our guf, our gashmias, we become better. Through the Torah itself, we become purified through the neshama controlling us. Elikim asa es adam yosher, what was his losham? Asher chelkov yatimu in chelke atayra, that's the pshat. Ani Hashem Elikeichem. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and kol tov.